Welcome to Empire Building, the podcast where we talk about building big businesses and even bigger lives. I'm your co-host, Wendy Papazian.
And I'm Kimber Lovett-Minkini.
Hi, Kimber.
Hey, Wendy. How are you?
Hey, I'm good. We're recording our first podcast, just the two of us.
I love it. I know. We were like, wait a minute. You guys get the Kimber and Wendy special today.
Yeah, right.
Well, I mean, they probably have seen a lot of us over the last few days because we have been all over social media with some
exciting news.
I know. I love it. I love that when anytime like our entire board is so pumped and excited about something and 100% aligned, like we often, I think, come with lots of different perspectives. But on this one, we were like, this is it.
Yes.
Like, right? 100%
yes.
All in agreement. Knew that's who
Heck
it was.
Yes.
And we're like, this is the person. So pumped to announce that we have our keynote speaker for our signature retreat happening in September. So Wendy, what's the big news?
Oh my gosh. Well, it is, drum roll, Brianna Wiest. Yay!
So exciting!
Yay. For those of you that don't know her, Jay actually introduced me to her, and he's read several of her books. And in fact, we went to a book signing here in Austin probably like over a year ago with Kendall. Shout out to Kendall, who is part of our Her Best Life Empire Building team. And we went to a book signing. We got to see her, and it was just phenomenal. And that's when I started to read her books. And I've been hooked ever since. I read her latest book, The Pivot Year. I read The Mountain Is You 2 times, I think, last year. Got a copy of 101 Essays That Will Change the Way You Think. I haven't read This Is How You Heal, but I know that's also really good. So really incredible. Super excited.
Well, and I'm one of her 900,000 plus followers on Instagram. So if you are closer to my world where maybe you get your, I feel like I've read her stuff because I've read so many of her amazing posts and really probably for the last few years have been a big follower of just the thinking and the way that she sort of really has approached the self-help space, but in a way that's really about self-leadership, right? Self-development and really taking that journey first for yourself. And I mean, how old is Brianna? Like 31?
Maybe 31, 32. Yeah. She's so young. Yeah.
So young.
I think her books have sold over 1 million copies already, which is quite remarkable.
Remarkable. Translated into 40 languages. She's an empire builder. She's a partner for Thought Catalog, right? A magazine. She has her own podcast. Before getting into sort of becoming this prolific writer that she is, she worked for Forbes, Vogue. She was a journalist. So just, I mean, clearly a brilliant mind and ability to like articulate it in a way that has just been clearly digestible for lots and lots of people.
And what I think is really interesting is even though I'm quite a bit older than she is, like she just has this way of speaking. First of all, she has a very feminine sort of viewpoint, I think, although she has a lot of men followers as well. And she just has this way of just everything she says just speaks to you. I don't know. It's just something about the way she writes. I mean, when I read her books, I just take copious notes. And I don't usually do this. The notes app on my phone, I have paragraph after paragraph after paragraph of notes from her books. They're just so wise and powerful. So,
yeah, she's a regular for me of like sending it. You know, you're like on Instagram, you're like sending posts to people.
Yes.
And I feel like she's
yes.
the one who's most consistently in my DMs that I'm forwarding out to people because you're right. Like it just speaks
so
to
wise.
You.
Yeah.
So wise. I love like some fun facts, which I always love fun facts about people. And this one we already knew how amazing she was, but apparently all of New York City does too, because she was the number one most checked out book in the entire New York City library system in 2023. And just for perspective, number two was Spare, which is like Prince Harry's book.
Wow.
Right? Like, so number one, most borrowed book in the entire system. And also like one of the top downloaded podcasts once Spotify kind of went into the Audible book world, she has been a bestseller. So just all over the place. And we get to meet her and meet her with all of our fabulous HBL community.
Well, so we're going to share really some of our thoughts around her book. We're going to share some exact quotes from her, some sentiments. And it's really around this sort of theme. You know, one of her books is called The Mountain Is You. And one of her themes is really this idea of giving people the empowerment and the ability to kind of rise above where they are. And so our podcast today is called Dare to Climb, because that's really what she's all about, which is this idea of pouring into yourself, personal development, so that you then can build your empire. I am so excited to share with you today about some of her amazing stuff.
Yeah, we're going to give you some teasers. If you are not in the Rihanna world, you after this, you're going to be ready to grab a book and join us in Miami. But I thought, Wendy, one of the reasons that it was so unanimous for her as our number one choice was that she's so aligned, right? When we talk about this Dare to Climb, like that really has been a lot of what the experience of Her Best Life has been for each of us. And I think in the broader community, I mean, it is like breaking free from self-sabotage, embracing self-compassion, developing yourself, sometimes which requires a lot of change, which can be very, very hard, and releasing sometimes those our own identities or others of us. And so I just think when we looked at, I think that's why so much, many of us have been so attracted to her work, because it literally is like, we're like, hey, she's speaking the exact same language and is putting it into such an amazing vehicle in her books that allow people to access it.
I love that. Well, one of the things she really talks about is the first step to becoming your most powerful self. She talks about that a lot, which I love. Your most powerful self is not my most powerful self. It's not Kimber's most powerful self. It's not Sarah Reynolds' most powerful self. Your most powerful self is uniquely you. And she's very clear in her books about the importance of that. Like, you get to be you. Everyone's on their own individual journey. And she starts out by saying the first step to becoming your most powerful self is to literally envision that person, right? So wake up every day and think about, what would the most powerful version of me do right now? Right? Ask yourself in any moment. And I think the best time to do that is almost in moments of self-doubt. Maybe when we're backstage getting ready to speak, maybe when we're meeting with a big client, maybe we're about to make a big hire. Because we all have those times where we feel like imposters, you know? And so we ask ourselves this question, what would the most powerful version of myself do right now?
I love that. We have a whole episode on unlocking and understanding, unpacking imposter syndrome. And it really is like, it's a universal, right? Like, especially as we grow and we build and we are empire builders, that self-doubt is what is usually holding us back from the greatness. So I think what a beautiful way to think about it, envisioning what would the most powerful version of me do right now.
You know what makes me think of, Kimber, is I don't know if you remember, but when you were applying to be the regional director of the DC region, the person who was doing the interview process called me as a reference. And first of all, I was so flattered that you put me down. And they asked me, what were your weaknesses? And I actually said, I think she doesn't really even understand how talented and powerful she is. Mm. Yeah, that was what I said. And I think it's really true. And it's been really fun for me to watch you grow into a much more powerful version of yourself. But like, that was already there. You know, it was there back then, but like almost you didn't see it, you know? So
thank you for sharing that. I've never heard that. So I appreciate you sharing that. Yeah. And I think it's part of the beauty of like this community. Like when people ask me, so I actually was just on a panel this week and they asked me to name, you know, one or two people who were really inspirational in my life. And I said our circle, because I think about like what this circle and this group of having this sort of powerful group of women who actually see the most powerful version of you, sometimes in my right, like before you even see it, and can really, you know, I didn't think I was qualified for that opportunity and think it was the right one for me. And I remember that group, right? My Her Best Life circle saying, yes, it is. Yes, you are. You can do this. And I think each of us have had that experience at some level. And it's so critical, because sometimes you're going to have that self-doubt. You're going to have it.
Of course.
But to have this like force of people standing behind you saying like, I got you and you can do this is just amazing. Yeah. One thing, and this is from The Mountain Is You also, this passage, and it just like, it sort of hit me like right in the chest. And so I thought like, I'm going to share it because maybe it resonates with some of our listeners as well. So Brianna says, your new life is going to cost you your old one. It's going to cost you your comfort zone and your sense of direction. It's going to cost you your relationships and friends. It's going to cost you being liked and understood. Just leave that right there, right? Like, that's a lot. Most of us are like, I'm running away already, because that's a lot, right?
It's a lot. It's a lot.
But she goes on to say, but it doesn't matter. Like, just listen to this one, right? Because the people who are meant for you are going to meet you on the other side. And you're going to build a new comfort zone around the things that actually move you forward. And instead of being liked, you are going to be loved. Mm. And instead of being understood, you are going to be seen.
Mm.
And you are going to lose what is built from a person you no longer are, and you're going to let it go.
Mm.
And I love
this. I'm crying over here.
I know, right? Like, it's why I think
tearing up.
Dare to climb is so powerful, because it is, you are daring to climb to that new side of your life that you're going to be so powerful and so fulfilled. And I know in our circle, like watching these women, now thousands of women blossom in on the other side of their new life, like, it has been one of my greatest joys. Outside my children, right? Like, watching these women just like step into their greatness and knowing that it's a movement that is changing the world is so powerful.
I love that. Yeah, well, it's definitely been true for me. And I think what's interesting is, you know, we all say we want to grow and we all say we want to change, and yet we're not always willing to do what it takes to do that and or be that person. So super powerful. The other thing she talks a lot about is just powerful people, right? She talks a lot about power. She says, powerful people know what they're good at and what they're bad at. Powerful people know what their limits are, what triggers them. This allows them to move through life with more ease and to give themselves the time and space to work on their faults.
Wendy, I think that speaks to me to also feminine power.
Yeah. Well, also just self-reflection. So many of us that are go, go, go all the time, we never take the time for self-reflection, but understanding what you're good at, understanding what you're bad at. And then also, just like you were saying, having people around you that can kind of amplify what you're good at is really powerful, because sometimes we just don't see it in ourselves. We really don't.
Yeah.
We truly, truly don't.
I think of our event and how many women, part of what they're holding back from is like choosing themselves, because it feels like, oh, I'm going to have to leave my business. I got to leave my family. And that's sort of where they teeter on, like, I don't think I can go. I don't think I can take 2 dates for that. But when I look at this, I think of like what she's saying, like powerful people like are actually willing to lean into that. They're leaning into what they need to harness that greatness.
Yep. I love that. She also talks about how powerful people are not universally liked. A lot of us feel like we need to be liked all the time. And you know what? When you give up this idea that you have to vie for everyone's approval all the time, it's such freedom. You're like, you know what? Not everybody's going to like me. And sometimes those people are your family. You know, sometimes they're your family. They're not necessarily going to like you all the time. And that's okay. No matter what you do, others are always going to judge you. No matter what, they're going to judge you.
It's been one of my greatest gifts is like the awareness of that, right? That like, actually, it's the perfectionism, right? Perfectionism is like, I have to be like, I have to do it right. And the answer is like, even when you think you're doing it right, you're still going to be judged. So how do we release it?
And then she also says that the powerful people are the ones most unfazed by small disturbances and the most willing to process and fully work through the big ones. If something small happens to you, just let it go, right? Usually it's over in 5 minutes. But I think so many of us waste so much energy and time thinking about and obsessing and going over like small things. And then as far as the big ones go, yeah, we need to fully process those, because that's actually how we learn. You know, we're not going to learn if somebody gives us the finger, you know, in the Target parking lot because we accidentally cut them off. Like, we're not going to learn from that, except to maybe pay more attention in the Target parking lot. But really big things that happen, right? We need to really think and process and journal and really understand our DNA in that, so that we can become that next person, so that we can sort of climb that mountain.
So in addition to sort of that power, she talks a lot about purpose. And this, you know, idea that the purpose is a dynamic, evolving thing. And most of the time is at the intersection. I love this, right? The intersection of what you're interested in, what you're good at, and what the world needs. And having a clear vision of what you want to create and accomplish is essential to harnessing and finding that inner power. And I think this is such a powerful thing, especially for business leaders, because sometimes it's like, oh, it's just go do whatever it is that we love. And you should, right? Find a space for that. But this idea of what your interests are, what you're good at, and what the world needs, like that intersection is really that ability to like harness that power purpose.
I love that, because if you don't know why you're on the planet, you know, if you don't understand what your purpose is on the planet and why you're here, how can you run towards that joy? How can you run towards, you know, why God put you on the planet? And that is truly where you get your power. Like, I've seen that. I've seen you grow in that. I mean, we're very aligned in terms of our purpose is to help leaders grow, especially women leaders. And, you know, I've watched you run towards that, and I've watched you grow in your power. And so if you're not really sure, then you need to spend some time figuring it out. You know, you need some reflection time. Don't just go, go, go.
100%. And I think this idea that purpose doesn't mean you have to be the best, right? Like sometimes we're so, especially like, right, a lot of people that are entrepreneurs, like it is a drive to be the best. And ultimately the purpose is becoming that ideal version of yourself for you, right? Not for the rest of the world. And, you know, I think it's been another big gift of like, whose best are you trying to be? Are you really trying to be the best for yourself? Are you best for the people that love you? Like, whose best are you trying to be? Because everything else really flows out of that.
Well, and then the last, you know, one of her other themes is always discomfort. You know, I think she talks a lot about her comfort zone, your comfort zone. And she really views, like I do, that discomfort's truly a gift. You know, when something bad happens to you, it's not that the world is trying to punish you. It's just showing that you are capable of more, that you're deserving of better, that you're able to change. You're meant for greater than you have now. And I found that to be true every time I've thought something was just so hard. You know, I can remember one of our first investment deals where we ended up losing over $100,000. I mean, that's as hard as it gets. I mean, that was really hard for us. And it made me smarter, better, more thoughtful. And it was, you know, truly a $100,000 gift.
It's like an MBA.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like an MBA.
That's right.
I've never thought about it like that, but yeah.
That's right. You did. You got it. You just got it. Real world experience.
Yeah. Yeah.
You can see, I think just in like these little, right, power, purpose, hard, discomfort, like really the dare to climb, like this is that you can see. I'm hopefully just the last few minutes. Hopefully you're ready to go out and grab one of Brianna's books if you haven't already and check out some of her work and really dive into it because it's been transformational for many of us and we're excited to get to spend some time with her. So if you're ready to dive in to building a big business and an even bigger life, then you need to join us with Brianna in Miami. Welcome to Miami, September 16th through the 18th. You can get more details at herbestlife.com. You can check out Brianna's online. You can check out her books. And we would love to have you start your Dare to Climb journey with us in September.
I love that. Yeah. September 16th through 18th in Miami. Go to herbestlife.com/events. And there are just a few VIP tickets. They're very limited. I think we have like 29 tickets left. And if you purchase a VIP ticket, which also can be found on our website, you will get a special opportunity to get up close and personal with Brianna. So if that's something that's interesting to you, make sure you go to our website and check that out. Check out our VIP tickets. We're super excited. So
yes, it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah. All right, guys. Have a great rest of your day.
Thanks.
This podcast is for general informational purposes only. The views, thoughts, and opinions of the guest represent those of the guest and not KWRI and its affiliates and should not be construed as financial, economic, legal, tax, or other advice. This podcast is provided without any warranty or guarantee of its accuracy, completeness, timeliness, or results from using the information.